Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah. What? Happy hour.
Hey.
What? It doesn't get happier than Representative John Yarmuth. Why?
Why?
He was just inducted into the Bourbon Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah.
Which
yeah.
We're all going to be inducted into the Bourbon Hall of Fame when Donald Trump is indicted, which we talked to Jill Winebanks about. So Jill and that's a party, Jill Winebanks and John Yarmuth.
Yep.
In the same happy hour.
Yeah.
Because a lot of shit went down this week.
This week was a little cray.
Judicially speaking, yeah. Right? Between Letitia James. Who knows, by the time we hit Chicago Sexy Liberal, which Jill Winebanks will be starring in,
mm-hmm.
whether he'll be indicted.
We don't know.
Who knows?
Who can say?
Yeah. Exactly. But there will be bourbon for all, won't
yes.
there? Yeah. I even feel like we're beyond nipple circling. I really do in the coming of the justice.
A little bit of teeth? A little bit of teeth on the nipple?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A little squeezing.
All right.
Pinching?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know, not hard teeth, just like a little
nipple.
All right. Bourbon. Drink if you got it.
Yeah.
Bite if you got a nipple. Happy, happy.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, speaking of funny, chuckly congresspeople.
Yeah.
I But now I feel like we need to have a little more respect because he has just been inducted into the Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame,
we have
ladies
a celebrity.
And gentlemen. Oh, my God. Representative John Yarmuth is here. They recently...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, sir. I did not realize there was a Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame, but congratulations.
Thank you. It actually is just the Bourbon Hall of Fame. It's kind of the Galactic Bourbon Hall.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. It just is based, of course, in Kentucky, but it is galactic.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
It is galactic. Right. It was a great honor, and I was inducted with some really cool people, five others, and we had a great ceremony in Bardstown, which is kind of the heart of bourbon country. It's about 50 miles south of Louisville.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Could I think I need the Queen music since we have it handy, but there's a statement from I guess the head of the whole thing that said this year's esteemed class celebrates the visionaries, artisans and partners that have made Kentucky bourbon and our beloved Commonwealth the gold standard of American whiskey. Sir, we just a whole new volumes of respect for you. Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, and I'm sure that the numerous discussions we've had about bourbon on this program contributed to my
qualifications.
You're welcome, sir. And by the way, I love you with bourbon, a Bourbon Hall of Fame nomination, and also zero F's left to give as you're leaving Congress. You just said, so the state's right things was bull all along. surprise, surprise, you tweeted. But, I mean, it is kind of astounding that Lindsey Graham has blown up their entire state's rights mantra for years and years and years on a woman's right to choose, right?
Absolutely. This was one of those jaw-dropping moments that I think both parties both parties had their jaws dropped because nobody could understand why in the world he would do it. It flies in the face of Republican doctrine. It undermines their biggest election strategies, and now it's given Democrats something to just run with because it's clear that there are those in the Republican Party who want to ban abortion on a national basis. And we already saw the impact, we've seen the impact that this is going to have on electoral politics and special elections and certainly in the referendum in Kansas. And polling that we've seen, and not just polling, but also the amount of new registrations, disproportionately women who are registering to vote on this issue. So it's given us a real shot in the arm, and Lindsey helped us.
Maybe you should send him some bourbon. But you just said, I appreciate Lindsey's honesty here. Congressional Republicans are now openly promoting their plan to make basic health care illegal and imprison women and doctors. I mean, I think people don't realize how radical it is until you read it.
And, you know, we're seeing and hearing anecdotally the real horrible impact it has on many women across the country. We know about the 10-year-old in Ohio who had to go to Indiana, but there are case after case of people who have serious threats to their health because of pregnancies, and doctors won't treat them because the doctors are afraid. Yeah. This is really the magnitude of this decision, the Dobbs decision, is coming to light in very, very dramatic ways. And it deserves to have serious electoral consequences.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what do you think of Ron DeSantis's little stunt and Greg Abbott? How this is not illegal, I don't know. Beyond being immoral and I think politically disastrous. It sounded like DeSantis yesterday is doubling down. He just thinks this is, you know, fantastic ongoing prank, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad that this sheriff in Texas is now investigating what happened because he thought it was potentially criminal. I definitely believe there is a possibility of criminality here. So, what struck me about it, though, Stephanie, was how evil do you have to be to go through the steps that they went through to create this charade to get these people to agree to get on the plane, and creating false brochures and all of these things, and setting up procedures where they had to report to Seattle for all of these things. I mean, you've got to be one of the most diabolical human beings in the world to think this stuff up.
Yeah.
And all for a political stunt.
I mean, yeah, as you say, the one sheriff is obviously investigating the criminality of this. But DeSantis, after the condemnation, DeSantis and his administration have denied there were any laws broken, and he pledged to push ahead with a new $12 million program to relocate, quote-unquote, unauthorized aliens to so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. He said these are just the beginning efforts, vowing to spend every penny he can on the program. I mean, if this doesn't present the starkest difference of Democrats and Republicans, this is not solving any problem. It's a cheap, cruel stunt, right, that he only notified Fox News about. None of the jurisdictions where these human beings are going, including children and babies. And, you know, it's not solving the problem. It's just, you know, being a jerk. I refuse to believe a majority of people think that's the way to govern.
Yeah. I know there's this incredibly powerful feedback loop that the Republicans, the MAGA types are in, where they just keep getting their own thing reinforced. And I guess that's why DeSantis doubles down. But, you know, this is probably going to cost him a significant number of Hispanic votes in his reelection effort this year. It should. And he deserves to pay a huge price for this. This is beyond beyond anything I can even think of in its diabolical nature. And how cold hearted can you be to do something like this?
And by the way, speaking of backfiring legally, one analyst said an argument could be made that migrants could qualify for a special type of visa given to victims of crimes because they're alleged to have been hoodwinked into traveling to Massachusetts by the false promises, of course, of jobs and housing, which could be a form of human trafficking. He said, you know what that means? That means DeSantis' little gambit could actually come back to haunt him if these people get legal status because of what was done to them, because of what he did to them. Yeah. I mean,
Well, that would be poetic justice. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Let's talk about, speaking of justice, Greg Sargent tweeted, the new DOJ filing implicates Trump more directly in the theft and concealment of classified documents than anything yet. If the info is right, he can't blame the theft on others or claim unawareness of it, and he brought it all on himself. And you said this isn't just a smoking gun, it's a nuclear mushroom cloud, visible evidence of criminality. Lock him up. Oh, look at you. Lock him up. John Yarmouth, lots of bourbon, zero Fs left to give.
I really don't want to see him locked up. I think that would be the harshest form of punishment for those with whom he would be incarcerated. I think that would be very difficult to do. But I think he deserves to be convicted. And obviously, if he were convicted, then he could not run for any other office. There's no question he committed crimes. Merrick Garland said as much. He obstructed justice for one thing.
Yeah.
And obviously having the documents, taking classified documents, taking any documents and not returning them. All of these are crimes. Some of them don't have penalties, but they're all crimes.
Yeah, well, exactly. Let's talk about the real world, doing real things for real people. Right. You tweeted the Inflation Reduction Act. Lowers costs, delivers historic investments to tackle the climate crisis, and it's paid for by making the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. You said this is a huge win for Kentucky families. Just look at the numbers to see the potential impact. You're talking about student loan here. 597,000 Kentuckians have federal student loan debt. 312,000 have less than 20,000 in federal student loan debt. I mean, again, just Biden's wins. I mean, you could just list them one by one. And it really is historic what he's done in 2 years, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, I've tried to think back. Clearly, over my 16 years in Congress, this was the most productive Congress in those 16 years. And I have a hard time thinking of any Congress in modern history that accomplished anything nearly as significant as the American Rescue Plan, the investment in infrastructure, the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, the student loans. It's just, you're right, it's an incredibly long list. And Biden's beginning to get a little credit in the polls.
Yeah.
But it's truly been remarkable. And, my name is on the the Inflation Reduction Act as the author, even though I didn't write a word of it, but because of the process we used, it had to come through the Budget Committee. So my name is on the bill, and mine was on the American Rescue Plan as well. So I'm really proud of that. But in thinking about everything that has been accomplished, and significant numbers of bills were done on a bipartisan basis too, or at least with bipartisan support. I mean, clearly we didn't get every Republican vote, but we got Republican support for a number of them.
Yeah.
So, I feel really good about retiring on this record.
I was just going to say, how do you feel about the midterms? Is there a chance you will change your mind when we have the blue tsunami that I am planning?
I think it's too late for that. you know, people ask me all the time, you know, because now it's getting real. It's just over 100 days until the end of the Congress. And I said, you know, if you ask me, would I want to be there for the first 6 months of next year? Absolutely. I'm not ready to leave in my heart. But I know I don't want to be there 2 years from now or 5 years from now. So this was just a good time to step aside and let new blood take over. The man who's going to replace me, a young man named Morgan McGarvey, who's the minority leader in the state Senate, is a really talented, wonderful person with all the right instincts. And I'm thrilled that he will succeed me. And I think the people of Louisville will be well represented. I'm not sure about the bourbon industry.
I was going to say 98% of your blood is bourbon at this point. So yeah, is there...
Yeah, I don't know what Morgan's beverage of choice is, and he doesn't play golf. So,
But are you feeling? Are you feeling hopeful about the midterms, though? I mean, as you look forward,
I am, and many of my colleagues are now. They've changed. I've always been one who said I'm not. I was never as pessimistic as others about our prospects, but now that I see the impact of the Dobbs decision and the potential for winning a lot of these races. I mean, I saw polling, for instance, today in Alyssa Slotkin's race in Michigan, and she was supposed to have a very close race, and the poll had her up 8 or 10 points. And I'm seeing that in various races around the country, where races we were worried about, we probably don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
And, you know, we won the special election in New York, which was a good sign.
Yeah.
So, do I think we have a 50-50 chance of keeping the House? Probably not. Do I think it's at least 40%? I would say yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
which gives us a good
turnout. Turnout, turnout. Right. We just gotta. That's the thing. I think it's the past the point. Don't look at polls or pundits. Just, you know, put your head down and register. Make sure you get other people to register and go vote.
That's right. And I still think, and I've been saying this all along, there is a significant percentage of Republican vote that will not show up because they're really not Republican voters. They're Donald Trump voters.
Yeah.
And if he's not on the ballot, they're not going to come out. And
well, he'll be president of his prison block for sure then. So that's
right. And there is this hidden vote, I think, of new registrants who are going to come out and vote on the abortion issue. And,
agreed.
Polling is going to be very difficult to do because it's going to be hard to model what the turnout's going to be. Who's going to be voting?
Yeah. You shall be missed, but we're not going to let go of you. We're going to hang on to you like a bottle of, what is it? Reserve?
Woodford Reserve.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Representative. Talk to you again soon.
Okay, Stephanie. Thanks.
There he goes. Representative Yay! John Yarmuth of Kentucky and of Bourbon.
Yes.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Star of State, Scream, Courtroom, and of course, Chicago Sexy Liberal this Saturday with Representative Jan Schakowsky making for return appearances. Good morning, Prosecutor.
Good morning. We're really looking forward to Saturday night
and
my being way beyond my comfort zone. Really, live on stage. Oh, my God.
It just occurred to me that you have a Dalmatian, because don't you feel like America's, you know, firemen and women? Because we need a legal analysis every 20 seconds for something Donald Trump has done, right?
Never thought of it that way, but as soon as you said it this morning, I was like, yeah, that is how we feel. Mm-hmm. It is amazing how many issues we could talk about. Every week it's a question of how many, you know, things should we disband and what should we talk about in the few minutes we have. It's
Doesn't
horrible.
It seem like the Trump criming industry, though, seriously, is one that just never ends. Like MSNBC or iCall, you guys slide down the fire pole to get back on TV to explain something, the legality of something, and his presidency is over. But this just goes on and on, right?
Yeah, I thought we would stop being so busy once he was out of office. Who knew that he'd commit even more and horribler crime? Is that a word? More horrible crimes.
Yeah.
Out of office and threaten our democracy. I'm into the Election Count Act reform right now. I think that's one of the most important things we can do to preserve democracy, is to make sure that corrupt, rogue governors don't certify who they want to be the president instead of who the people of their state voted for. And that could happen.
Right. Let's get to that in a second. But I have to ask you about this whole special master thing. So Trump's legal team Monday night resisted a request to elaborate on his claims around declassifying documents recovered last month from Mar-a-Lago in a filing to the court-appointed special master that Trump requested. His attorney said the time and place for making such a disclosure would come in a motion in a criminal trial as an effort to recover his property. Otherwise, the special master process will have forced the plaintiff to fully and specifically disclose a defense to the merits of any subsequent indictment without such requirement being evident in the district court's order. So I explain legally what he is. He's shot himself in the foot again, hasn't he? Like, he's the one that demanded a special master. The judge granted this ridiculous request. Now the special master is saying, okay, prove it that you declassified these documents, and explain to us legally what's happening.
Well, legally, I can't explain it because it's inexplicable legally. It has no merit. First of all, there should have never been a special master appointed because there's no factual or legal grounds for it. But your point about how bad his lawyers are, that they got him into this, that they let him, as you said, shoot himself in the foot because he makes a request and then it's granted and it's exactly what he doesn't need or want. Mm-hmm. In order to defend what he asked for, he's going to have to do that. And otherwise, Judge Deary, who is the special master, and is a former, I guess he's a senior status judge, so he's still a sitting judge, can say, you're denied this. If you don't prove to me these are declassified, but I would go even further and say, even if he were able to make this argument, which is ridiculous, that he magically declassified things without any formal process, even declassified, these documents are a threat to our national security. And therefore, it is illegal for him to possess them in the same way as if they were classified. Secondly, President Biden can reclassify them. He has the power to do that. So it doesn't matter if he declassified them. All Biden has to do is say, they're classified. They threaten our national security.
Yeah.
So it's all ridiculous. And it was bad lawyering. It's sort of like in lawyers, you have to play chess. You have to see two steps ahead of yourself. You can't just do what's right in front of you. And he doesn't. He just does whatever his emotions say to do.
But I mean, speaking of bad lawyering, Jill, isn't that exactly it? Like, as lawyers, you're not supposed to insinuate things, right? They sort of insinuated that he had declassified the documents without really saying so or making that actual claim, because that would be fraudulent, wouldn't it? If he, in fact, as we all suspect, didn't declassify anything.
It would, and they have to be careful to represent facts, not just stuff that they can never prove in court. It's just, you know, eventually, if this ever got to a trial of any of the counts that are set forth in the warrant, or any of the others that are possible, you know, because it's not just those three statutes that he violated. There could be false statements. There could be conspiracy, you know, or ordinary conspiracy under Titles 371. I think there's a lot of stuff that could be going on. And in a trial, all of that is going to come out. And he's going to be really sorry for all the things he said and did. And but he's been very careful, Stephanie, to do all of his lies to the public, not to the courts. He never filed any written statements in his impeachment trials. He avoids appearing and claims the Fifth when the consequences of lying would be perjury and going to jail. He says it to the people who believe him, who don't care that he's lying.
So what happens next now with this, what's just happened with the special master? What is the deadline and what happens next?
Well, the deadline has been set as November 30th, which is sort of bad because it's too far out. I think that it's quite likely that the stay request for the 100 pieces of paper, the 100 documents that are classified, will probably be granted, and that the national security risk assessment can continue with the FBI looking at those documents and also people from the intelligence community looking at it, so that that won't be held up. I think ultimately this is a speed bump. It is not a roadblock.
Yeah.
This will end up getting all the documents that were taken legally under a search warrant will be used as evidence against the president.
Yeah.
And remember, even the unclassified ones are violations of the Presidential Records Act.
Yeah. So now the report from the New York Times that, who is it? White House lawyer Eric Hirschman specifically warned Trump that he had no right to hang on to these sensitive government documents after he left office. So your buddy, your pal, Barb McQuaid of Sisters in Law, the fantastic podcast, she said, asked about the legal ramifications for Trump over those allegations. She said it's excellent evidence that one of the essential elements of the offense when it comes to the Espionage Act and the retention of government records, which is willfulness.
Right.
So that is an important element, right, that he obviously willfully did this, that he was told he shouldn't do this.
He was told he shouldn't. He was told what the consequences were. We knew he knew the documents were there because they were in his, or at least some of them were in his desk drawer with his passport, which is why the passport was taken, was to prove that it was his drawer, that it was his knowledge. But Eric Hirschman's testimony would be very, very devastating. And it's not rebuttable. I mean, he can say, oh, I never heard that, but who's going to be believed in that circumstance when you know that he has the documents, you know that his other lawyer, Bob, submitted a paper saying there are no others, when in fact, of course, the FBI in a few hours was able to find dozens of boxes of documents that should have been turned over.
Yeah.
So I think the case is, in my opinion, it is inevitable that he will be indicted for this. I cannot imagine a government ignoring these kinds of crimes. And these are the kind of crimes that people have been indicted for before.
Yeah. And Fani Willis just said there's going to be indictments. People are going to jail. Trump reacted to that. The fact that he's threatened violence means he thinks he's going to be indicted. You know, I which of those three, I mean, between January 6th, the espionage and Fani Willis, which do you think is the most imminent? Which is the most dangerous? Do you think there will be justice in all three?
I think there could be justice in all three. I think that because of the delay to November 30th, that moves that investigation a little bit back. Now, it's possible that Deary is seeing through all this nonsense and is going to act really faster than we are expecting, faster than the 30th. I just interviewed Andrew Weissman for iGen Politics, and he said 11,000 documents is so nothing.
Right.
It's so easy. I mean, we're used to dealing with terabytes of information in electronic records. So 11,000 documents can be reviewed very fast, and this can all be over. And he will say, there's no executive privilege. There's no attorney-client privilege. There is no personal ownership of these documents. They were all taken in violation of law. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
So it could be faster than November 30th. But I would say the Department of Justice has been very clear that it's not going to do anything that might influence an election. I do not think that rule applies here. Donald Trump is not on the ballot
November. Yeah,
I think that there's no reason to hold off action against him just because he's backing certain candidates.
Yeah.
Too bad for them.
Thank you. And if, by the way, yeah, if the special master rules everything you just said, then I think the legal term is ha-ha, nanny-nanny-boo-boo. It's a legal term. So wait, you brought up this is the Liz Cheney-Zoloftgren, the Presidential
yep.
Election Reform Act.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that a middle. So that's, you know, bipartisan. They rolled it out, aimed at preventing future attempts to overturn elections. This is an archaic law that governs the counting of electoral votes, which Trump and his allies sought to exploit to stay in power. So the bill would make clear the vice president's role in counting votes is simply ministerial, will raise the threshold for objecting to electors from one member of the House and Senate to one-third of each chamber. It would require governors and states to send electors to Congress for candidates who won the election based on state law prior to Election Day. It's one of those things we never thought we'd have to do, but it literally is like part of Trump-proofing the presidency, right? We never thought we would see Nixon times 11 billion, did we?
No, and the hard part of this is trying to think what a devious criminal mind could come up with to evade the existing laws, to take advantage of any gaps in the law. Who would have ever thought that a state would consider a fake elector slate?
Yeah.
It's not something we would have ever thought of. So it gets a little bit scary that even with this improved Electoral Count Act, they may not have cured all of the potential ways around it. And this goes back to my time as an organized crime prosecutor, where no matter what the laws are, they could think of ways around them. And they would spend their time thinking about that instead of thinking about how they could make money legitimately. It's how can we cheat and go around the existing laws? So it's a little bit scary that we need this law. And it's even
yeah.
scarier that the law might not cure all of the potential risks that we can't think of
yeah.
and that criminals are thinking of.
Yeah. Well, speaking of mob, I mean, everybody's made the mob analogy to the little, you know, Sopranos walk and talk at the golf course where there's no electronic listening
yeah.
devices. But quite seriously, Fonnie Willis has talked about using RICO, right? I mean, it is interesting that because he's so mobby, you have to think of mob right laws to try and, finally nail him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, RICO was established for the mob, but it has since expanded into other good uses, and this certainly would be one. You refer to that golf course scene where there's like a bunch of
yeah.
carts roaming around yeah. with more than four people per cart, and, you know, you can only have four people playing at a time. And what were they doing there? What were they talking about? It followed, if I'm not mistaken, a picture of him getting on a private plane to New Jersey with lots of cartons being loaded onto that. So what isn't in Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah.
What is now at Bedminster? And do we need a search of that property as well?
Right.
What's in the grave at Bedminster?
Yeah.
You know, you got to
wonder.
Thank
you. I'm glad we have a real lawyer asking the same question. But that's what they're saying. They need more evidence than just seeing the boxes on the plane, right? You need someone to say those are classified documents he took
right.
with him or something, right?
Or presidential records. I mean, it's not just, I mean, we keep focusing on, because it's more dramatic to talk about
right.
classified records. But honestly, the Presidential Records Act, which is a result of Watergate,
yeah.
is one that says all of those documents belong to the American people. They're part of our history. They belong in a museum. They belong at NARA, at the National Archives, where they can be accessed by historians. They are not the property of the former president, period.
Right.
And so taking them is a crime.
Yeah. Here's evidence why you've decided to go slumming at the Save Democracy, Sexy Liberal Save Democracy tour, because the democracy hangs in the balance. This is what is at stake if Republicans take back power. Merrick Garland has been asked by more than 30 GOP lawmakers to give the federal prosecutor investigating Hunter Biden special counsel protections and authorities. Oh, my God. I mean,
oh my God.
Yes. Your thoughts on that.
It'll end the same way that Durham has ended.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, that was right. All the noise around the John Durham investigation has ended with what it started with, nothing, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It should be embarrassing. It should be a big deal that people should make of the fact that nothing was discovered, that nothing happened.
Yeah.
But it won't be. I mean, the Democrats haven't made as much out of the failures of the other point of view as they should have. And letting him go ahead after the improper appointment of him as a special counsel, I mean, that was done deliberately to let him continue after Trump left office. And fine, you know, I'm glad it did, because now it proves the point. And in a way, the special master, Deary, is the same thing. It'll prove that there was nothing to it. And so if he can act fast enough that it's only a slight delay, big deal, okay, it's over, it's done.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he can finish it faster than an appeal can be heard about the improper appointment. Okay. On the other hand, you don't want to have this as a precedent. So it may be worth appealing just to prove that it was the wrong thing.
Yeah, okay. All right, star of stage screen. Bringing the highbrow to the lowbrow experience that is Chicago's sexy liberal.
Yes.
Jill Hornbanks. I hope everyone will be there. I can't wait to see all the Steph heads at that show.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun to meet them all in person.
Yes, Harris Theater, right?
That's
Sexyliberal.com
right.
With your friend Jan Schakowsky. We cannot wait. We will see you in your delightful flat E this Saturday.
Yeah.
Nowhere near Wacker, but you know, at the Harris Theater.
It is kind of near Wacker.
Oh, it is near Wacker.
Yeah.
That's great. All right, we'll see. We'll see.
Looking forward to it.
At least it's not Oak Park, because there's no park in there. But okay. See you Saturday.
Thanks,
I love
Jill.
You, Jill.
Bye.
Bye.
Yay.
Yeah.